Okay.
Now that it is spring in February, and I suppose this is the time to talk about great things, as long as the sun's out, and the caterpillars and things are coming out soon. But talking about the art scene, I have been reading a very interesting thing that was sent to me once again by Wesley Weir, and it was a talk that Henry Gelzahler gave to Yale, I think almost a year ago, about the state of what he felt about the New York scene and the scene of art generally speaking in the world. And he says some very cogent things all through it, and things that I think that probably will apply for quite a long time, and particularly to those people and a lot of young people who are so interested in the arts. Do you want to see that?
Sure. Go ahead. You want to...
Oh, is it going? Okay.
Yeah, it's going.
I was thinking about this, the more things that Henry Gelzahler had to say, and one was the idea that there should be more attention, and particularly with young people and new people coming into the arts, more attention should be given to art history, rather than finding, you know, little methods of how to do things and how to become famous overnight, or how to be successful out in the world, rather than success within oneself. And I know, in knowing a number of painters and artists over the years, and having taught a little bit, that there's always the idea, you know, well, isn't it a good idea to be successful out in the world? And I said, well, I suppose that that is one of the gratifications, maybe, but I think it should be a secondary thing, that what you really want to do is to be hooked on the greatness of the whole art field for 10,000 years. And also, you should get hooked periodically on not just what is being done today in the last 20 or 25 years, but what you know, started in the caves 10,000 years ago. And then also, concerning that whole area, that you should want to be successful within yourself and to accomplish the things that you feel are of the greatest importance. And that has very little to do with what's going out in the world in what would be called the commercial success of the art field today. Because so many of the people who are most successful in the art field today are regular commercial artists. And a lot of the people today, I feel, in New York and in other centers, not only New York, but Los Angeles, San Francisco, and every large city in the United States, whether it's Dallas or Chicago or where, that a lot of the most successful ones are the ones who have been trained in commercial art. And even I feel that a number of them, like Lichtenstein and Klaus Oldenburg, are really primarily commercial artists. And they have very big names, and they're considered to be very important in the art world. But I think you put them up against, and also Andy Warhol, you put them up against somebody like Jasper Johns or Rauschenberg, and they are really have no imagination whatsoever. All they are is just sort of cliches of things that have been done, you know, 50 or 75 years before. Like Lichtenstein, he is trying to get into kind of the Picasso field now. He got tired of the funny papers, the comic strips. So, but when you look at his things, they are not for real hardly at all. They're just very good posters, is what they are.
Do you have the feeling that this sort of problem was not a problem when you were a young artist? That choices like this were not available, and so it wasn't a problem for a young person?
Well, it wasn't nearly as much of a problem. And I think simply because that we thought of that field of commercial art as being a little separate from the field that we thought was fine art, you know, and we weren't very concerned about it.
There was a matter of there being a clear distinction.
But
then?
I think